This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The polio vaccine campaign begins in Gaza a day before an expected pause in fighting. VOA's Christina Menente has more.
Gaza's health ministry says it has begun a three-day campaign to inoculate children in Gaza against polio and prevent the spread of the virus. It starts a day before the large-scale vaccine rollout and planned pause in fighting agreed to by Israel and the United Nations World Health Organization. Health workers aim to administer vaccines to some 640,000 Palestinian children. The campaign comes after the first polio case in 25 years in Gaza was discovered this month in a 10-month-old. Meanwhile, Palestinians in both the Hamas-governed enclave and the occupied West Bank are reeling from Israel's ongoing military offensives. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
A campaign to inoculate the children in Gaza again against polio vaccine started a little bit earlier than anticipated. Meanwhile, Israel's military late Saturday in a tense announcement said that it had located a number of bodies during combat in Gaza. The army was trying to identify the bodies, including whether they were hostages, but said that the process would take several hours, saying also that they asked to refrain from spreading rumors. There were no further details. A temporary accommodation center in the Moscow region of Russia has become a sanctuary for children evacuated from the conflict-ridden Kursk region in the wake of the Ukrainian incursion. Ryan Chang reports.
Deputy Director Elena Zubkova oversees the center, which hosts 126 children. She says the children show signs of their traumatic experiences. The children are making the most of their situation, but the absence of their parents is felt deeply. One of the evacuated students, Ilona Shevchenko, says she was forced to evacuate from a camp in the Kursk region to Moscow.
That is Reuters' Ryan Chang, and this is VOA News. U.S. authorities say arrests for illegal border crossings from Mexico during August are expected to rise slightly from July. That would possibly end a streak of five straight monthly declines, but the numbers are still hovering near four-year lows. Two U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials tell the Associated Press that they expect about 58,000 arrests when the month ends on Saturday. And that represents little change from a nearly four-year low of about 56,400 in July. Tally suggests that arrests could be bottoming out after plummeting from an all-time high of 250,000 in December. The official spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity to discuss the information that has not been publicly released. Iran's president says that more foreign investment is in need for his country. VOA's Alexis Strope tells us more.
Iran's president said Saturday his country needs some $100 billion in foreign investment to achieve an annual target of 8% economic growth, up from the current rate of 4%. The remarks by Masoud Pezeshkian, who was elected in July, came in his first live televised interview by state TV. Hundreds of entities and people in Iran, from the central bank and government officials to drone producers and money exchangers, are already under international sanctions, many of them accused of materially supporting Iran's Revolutionary Guard and foreign militant groups such as Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Ko Wen-ye, a former mayor of Taipei who heads a small operations party, was arrested early Saturday as part of a graft probe of a major property developer. Ryan Chang with Reuters.
The case involves approvals given for a property project when he was mayor from 2014 to 2022. He's denied wrongdoing, and the Taiwan People's Party, which he heads, in a statement Saturday, said it calls on the court to carefully examine the legality of the arrest procedure during the arraignment process and to return justice to Chairman Ko Wen-ye as he deserves. Ko came third in January's presidential election, heading the opposition TPP, but they've been hit by other scandals recently. Just weeks ago, they acknowledged misreporting campaign funds during the presidential race. Kerr said he would step down temporarily as party chairman as that case was under investigation and apologized to his supporters.
Police said Saturday that a man will face misdemeanor charges after he stormed into the press area at Donald Trump's rally in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. That's before being surrounded by authorities and eventually subdued with a taser as a former president spoke at the campaign stop. The incident Friday came moments after Trump had criticized major media outlets for what he said was unfavorable coverage. And he dismissed CNN as a fawning for interview Thursday for his Democratic rival. I'm